Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back with me. I'm Amanda. Today, I'm going to accompany you for the next 60 minutes. Today, we will take you to get to know more information, beginning from news, commentary, other interesting information, and of course, awesome songs from across Indonesia. Listener, we begin with the news. Don't forget to keep staying tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz. And don't forget to check out our website on www.voinews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Communication and Information Ministry to intensify cyber patrol in combating hoaxes. Indonesia to discuss democracy with Ethiopia. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Communication and Information Minister Rudiantara said that his board would intensify cyber patrol to combat hoaxes due to the significant increase of hoaxes ahead of the 2019 general elections on April 17. It was remarked by Minister Rudiantara in Kulon Progo, Yogyakarta, on Sunday, April 7. Furthermore, he reminded society to not spread hoaxes, as hoaxes will lead to conflicts. He added that those who spread hoaxes must be responsible for their actions. As reported by Antara, the cases of hoaxes related to the upcoming elections significantly improved within the past 3 months, namely 175 cases in January 2019, 353 cases in February, and 453 cases in March. In response to the violations, the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology will take measure by intensifying cyber patrol to monitor social media and coordinating with police to impose stern sanctions on the perpetrators of hoaxes. Indonesian government will share experiences with Ethiopian scholars about democracy at a forum to be held by the Indonesian Embassy in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, in collaboration with Amani Africa, a renowned assessment agency in Ethiopia. Based on the press release received by the National Radio News Agency, KBRN, in Jakarta on Sunday, April 7, the plan was conveyed by Director of Amani Africa, Solomon Darso, when meeting with Indonesian Ambassador to Ethiopia, Djibouti, and African Union, Al-Bushra Busnur, in Addis Ababa on Friday, April 5. Darso told that Ethiopia is looking forward to learning many aspects about the progressive democracy in Indonesia, which made the country become the third most democratic country in the world. They also pointed out that establishing a democratic country is not a simple thing, as it takes long time, effort, and joint commitment of all society. The General Election Commission, KPU, will hold an event called Pemilu Run simultaneously in 34 provinces across Indonesia. The running competition aims to disseminate information about the schedule of general elections 2019 to be held on April 17. Chairman of KPU Arief Budiman said that Pemilu Run is one of the methods to disseminate information on the upcoming presidential and legislative elections. Arief told journalists in Jakarta on Sunday, April 7, that around 6,000 participants will join the competition nationally. Meanwhile, approximately 500 to 1,000 participants will take part in the competition regionally. Arief Budiman hopes that the event will bring multiple impacts. Indonesian Agency for the Assessment and Application of Technology, BPPT, ensured that the tsunami detecting device, or the Red White Buoy, is ready to be launched on April 10. Head of BPPT Hamam Riza on Sunday, April 7, stated that the buoy would be installed by deploying Barunajaya research ship of BPPT escorted by Antara. The installment of the buoy will take around 2 to 3 days of sailing. According to Haman, this year BPPT targets to launch 3 buoys in 3 spots, namely in the area of Mount Krakatau on the west coast of Bengkulu and in the south of West Java. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. Law Institute of Bintuni, or STIH Bintuni, West Papua, establishes cooperation with 3 universities in South Korea in a bid to develop the quality of STIH Bintuni and the quality of the graduates. The 3 universities comprise Daegu Catholic University, Yonsan University, and National Korea Maritime and Ocean University. On April 7, Chairman of STIH Bintuni, Robert Hamar in Manokwari, stated that the focuses of the cooperation include research activity, student and lecturer exchange program, as well as double degree program in law, business, and maritime majors. Bintuni Law Institute is committed to establishing qualified human resources in legal affairs who can support the demand of eligible legal experts in regional scale. Indonesian Manpower Ministry is committed to advancing the quality of Indonesian human resources through the intensification of vocational training. It was stated by Indonesian Manpower Minister M. Hanif Dakiri during the Fun Work Skill for Future event at the Bekasi Vocational and Extension Service Training Center on Sunday, April 7. Indonesian government in 2019 in developing the quality of Indonesian human resources and sharpening their skills to cope with the 4.0 industrial revolution. The government has established several innovations in a bid to accomplish the goals such as intensification of vocational training at Vocational Training Center BLK, structured internship program, and competency test. In addition, the government has prepared 3 programs for the intensification of vocational training, namely skilling, which is designed for workers who seek to get specific skills, upskilling for those who aspire to improve their skills, and reskilling for those who would like to acquire new skills. The last item. PT Angkasa Pura 1 Persero takes PT Taman Wisata Candi Borobudur Prambanan Ratu Boko to support the operation of Kulon Progo International Airport and to develop 10 prioritized tourism destinations. The cooperation between both state-owned enterprises includes making campaign material of Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang Tourism Campaign, or known as Joglo Semar, considering the 3 regions are the center of tourism attractions in Central Java and the prioritized destinations with Borobudur Temple as their main icon. That was stated by Marketing and Service Director of Angkasa Pura 1, Devi Suraji, in her press release received by Antara in Jakarta on Sunday, April 7. The international airport also has several potential branding spots which can be utilized by PT Wisata Candi Borobudur Prambanan Ratu Boko to promote the tourism potentials of the area. General Director of PT Taman Wisata Candi Borobudur Prambanan Ratu Boko, Edi Sutiono, said that Joglo Semar is the entrance gate for tourists who will visit Yogyakarta and Central Java. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for today's commentary, we will highlight the issue of the National Fisherman's Day.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our little program commentary. For today's topic is National Fisherman Day. Every April 6, Indonesia commemorates National Fisherman Day. In 2019, the commemoration was used as a momentum for the rights of fishermen in Indonesia, especially after the government has supported the welfare of fishermen and their family members through various policies. The 2012 data of the Food and Agriculture Organization shows that Indonesia is ranked third in the world in fishery production, below China and India. This potential should make Indonesian fishermen able to produce large quantities of fish, which can ultimately improve their welfare. In the Article 33, Paragraph 3 of the 1945 Constitution, it is stated that the earth and water and natural resources contained therein are controlled by the state and are used for the prosperity of the people. However, it cannot be denied that Indonesian marine wealth is dominated by some foreign parties. Some of them are illegal and they tend to prioritize personal and group interest. Last weekend, two foreign fishing vessels with Malaysian flags were captured by Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries in the Malacca Strait. The arrest adds to the number of illegal vessels that were successfully captured by the Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries during 2019. From January to April 7, 2019, 27 illegal vessels were captured when attempting to illegally steal fish resources. Indonesia is a country rich in marine wealth. Geographically, Indonesia is an archipelagic country, with two-thirds of its territory consisting of oceans, larger than land. This can be seen by the presence of coastlines on almost every island in Indonesia, with a total length of approximately 81,000 kilometers. This makes Indonesia second only to Canada as the country that has the longest coastline in the world. This has become Indonesia's great strength and potential to advance its economy. The capture carried out by the Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries against foreign vessels carrying out illegal fishing shows the government's attention in improving services and protection of Indonesian fishermen. Fish theft carried out by foreign vessels certainly reduces the produce of Indonesian fishermen. The arrest also shows the presence of state amidst the national fishermen. The 2019 National Fisherman Day must be a great momentum for the rights of Indonesian fishermen to be sovereign in their own country, especially by continuing to expel foreign ships that illegally search Indonesian marine resources. Happy National Fisherman Day! That's commentary from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Thanks for listening.
Would you like to know more information about historical events happening on April the 8th? Let's listen to our segment Today in History, where we will present some information related to the events happening on 8th of April.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on April 8, 1938, the birth of Kofi Annan. Kofi Annan was a diplomat from Ghana. He served as Secretary General of the United Nations for 7 times in the period of 1997 to 2006. He also had led Green Revolution Alliance in Africa since 2007. The Alliance is an organization which aims at increasing agriculture and plantation products in Africa, as well as fighting against starvation, lack of water, and soil erosion. The figure who elevated the dignity of black skin was born on April 8, 1938 in Kumasi, Ghana. The next event is that in 1946, the last meeting of the League of Nations took place. The League of Nations is an international organization which was established after Paris Peace Conference in 1919. Post-World War I, the League has some functions. They are to disarm, prevent war for collective security, solve opposition among the countries through negotiation, diplomacy, as well as recover global life welfare. The idea to establish the League of Nations was initiated by U.S. former President Woodrow Wilson, although the U.S. did not join in the organization. Appearing the World War II, U.S. former President Woodrow Wilson emphasized reality more that League has failed in preventing the war. After April 8, 1946, the League of Nations held the last meeting and 10 days later, the League officially dismissed. The last event is that on April 8, 2013, Margaret Thatcher passed away. Margaret Hilda Thatcher was the first woman who became Prime Minister of England. She passed away on April 8, 2013, in the age of 87 years, due to stroke. In 1979 to 1990, the woman who had the nickname Iron Lady was the longest Prime Minister who ruled in the 2nd century. She was the only one woman who had occupied the position. Listener, that was Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. The topic of My Indonesia today is Indonesia jewelry export exceed $2 billion US dollars. The jewelry industry is one of the mainstay sectors that contributes to the national economy through the achievement of its export value. Director General of Small, Medium and Multifarious Industry at the nation, at the Minister of Industries, Gati Wibawaningsi, at the opening of Jakarta International Jewelry Fair 2019 in Jakarta on Tuesday, explained that domestic jewelry products are able to globally compete and to have high added value. The Minister of Industry noted that the export value of Indonesian jewelry products reached $2.05 billion US dollars throughout 2018. The main export destination countries include Singapore, Switzerland, Hong Kong, the United States, and the United Arab Emirates. These countries dominate up to 93.02% of the total export of national jewelry products. Gati also said that Indonesia is currently ranked 9th in the world as a jewelry exporter with a market share of more than 4% in the global arena. This makes an opportunity for Indonesian jewelry industry to continue to increase productivity and expand its market. Therefore, the Minister of Industry is determined to maintain the availability of raw materials so that business continuity in the jewelry industry sector can be maintained. In line with this approach, the Minister of Industry also proposed a reduction in import duties on national jewelry products in export destination countries such as United Arab Emirates. To further expand the market access of domestic and foreign jewelry industry, the Minister of Industry actively facilitates national jewelry small and medium industries to participate in international exhibitions. One of them was at the Jakarta International Jewelry Fair 2019 held by Indonesian Gold and Jewel Association APEPI from April 4 to 7, 2019, at the Jakarta Convention Center. According to Gati, the exhibition also plays a major role in efforts to develop industrial investment and jewelry trade. Jakarta International Jewelry Fair is one of the largest jewelry exhibitions in Indonesia, which aims to be a professional event and business meeting for business people in the jewelry sector. This annual event has been held 13 times. This year, 30 small and medium-sized jewelry industry participated in the exhibition, such as from Surabaya, Yogyakarta, Bali, Martapura, West Papua, and Jakarta. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was one song entitled Yang Terbaik or The Best One, sung by Ahmad Abdul Aidil. Listener, you still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will take you to explore more information on our segment My Indonesia. Today's topic will be about Indonesian jewelry export exceeds $2 billion US dollars.
Sebelumnya aku tak percaya aku bisa mencapai puncak dunia. Sebelumnya aku tak percaya aku bisa menggapai bintang-bintang angkasa. Tapi kau selalu ada memberikanku kekuatan untuk terus berjuang menjadi yang terbaik. Kaulah alasan aku bisa, kaulah alasan aku bertahan. Untukmu aku persembahkan semua yang terbaik dariku. Oh, 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 yang terbaik. Untuk hidup di dalam mimpi, dan mimpiku semakin nyata karena kau ada untukku, untukku. Kaulah alasan aku bisa, kaulah
of Indonesia.
Listener, that was the second song entitled Antara Ada dan Tiada, sung by Nagita Slavina and Marshanda. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, have you ever wondered about Indonesian culture, traditions, local wisdoms and foods? If you would like to know more information about these things, let's check out our next segment, Indonesian Wonder, in which we will present you information about one of the cool tourism objects in South Sulawesi called Selayar Island.
Antara ada dan tiada, setiap ku melihatmu, ku terasa di hatimu. segala rasa buatmu harus padam dan berakhir.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, I will take you to visit Selayar Island in South Sulawesi. Stay tuned! Selayar Island is located in Selayar Island Regency, South Sulawesi Province, Indonesia. The island is one of islands which is separated from South Sulawesi land with around 2,000 square kilometers extending from the north to the south between Sulawesi and Takabonerate Island. The western and northern coast are rocky and steep, meanwhile the east coast and part of the south coast are flat and with forest product area and people's plantation. Selayar Island has various kinds of endemic and interesting fauna, for example, Tarsius tarsier. This animal has brown reddish body with gray skin, big eyes and ears facing the front, and it also has wide shape. The peculiarity of the island is that all ethnics, religions, tribes and cultures are blended harmoniously on this island. Most of the tribes who live in the island are Makassaris, Bugis, and Mandaris. Besides its natural beauty, Selayar Island also possesses historical heritage, such as Gong Negara, or the home of the Selayar Regent and Pakarena Dance. From Makassar City, Selayar Island Regency can be accessed by land transportation. After that, you can continue by crossing with ferry through Bira Port, Bulukumba Regency, to Pamatata Port in Pamatata Village, Bontomatine District. From Pamatata Port to Banteng, it can be accessed within 1 hour. Listen, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today about Selayar Island. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that was the third song entitled Bagaimana Ku Tahu, How Am I Supposed to Know in English. It was sung by Malik and the Essentials. Hopefully you enjoyed the song. Listener, well, let's try to learn Indonesian in fun and exciting way through our program Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will teach you some basic vocabulary and conversation that will help you to learn Indonesia. In case you want to visit Indonesia or would like to study here, it will be very helpful for you to get to know Indonesian language. So let's check out our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Bangku kosong sisi jendela, saksi bisu antara kita. Saat waktu luangkan kita, kita lupakannya, terbawa
lagi bersama, canda tawanya yang teringat.
That was the third song entitled Bagaimana Ku Tahu, How Am I Supposed to Know in English. It was sung by Malik and the Essentials. Hopefully you enjoyed the song. Listener, well, let's try to learn Indonesian in fun and exciting way through our program Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will teach you some basic vocabulary and conversation that will help you to learn Indonesia. In case you want to visit Indonesia or would like to study here, it will be very helpful for you to get to know Indonesian language. So let's check out our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Lessons in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Kapan Kamu Datang or When Did You Come? Next is a conversation about Kapan Kamu Datang or When Did You Come? Tony is in Prambanan Temple area along with his friend, Joko. They just met.
Kapan datang?
2 hari yang lalu.
Oh, hari Senin.
Iya, hari Senin.
Berapa lama kamu akan tinggal di Jogja?
Seminggu.
Oh, hanya sebentar.
Iya.
As usual, after the conversation, I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Kapan, which means when. Kapan kamu datang? Kapan kamu datang? Which means when did you come? Dua hari yang lalu. Dua hari yang lalu. Which means 2 days ago. Hari Senin. Hari Senin. Monday. Pukul 9. Pukul 9. 9 o'clock. Tadi malam. Last night. Kemarin. Yesterday. Minggu lalu. Which means last week. To ask about time in general, you can use the word kapan, which means when. To ask about the arrival time of someone, you can say kapan datang, kapan kamu datang, or kapan Anda datang, which means when did you come. To answer the question, you can mention your arrival time. For examples, pukul 9, which means 9 o'clock, tadi malam, last night, kemarin, yesterday, minggu lalu, last week. Well, listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kapan datang?
2 hari yang lalu.
Oh, hari Senin.
Iya, hari Senin.
Berapa lama kamu akan tinggal di Jogja?
Seminggu.
Oh, hanya sebentar.
Iya.
That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia on the radio. Hopefully, this edition has been helpful to those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow for more interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Berpisah denganmu telah membuatku semakin mengerti betapa indah saat bersama yang masih selalu ku kenang. Selamat jalan kekasih, kaulah cinta dalam hidupku. Kehilanganmu untuk selama-lamanya. Cukup sekali kau lukai hati ini, tak ingin terulang kembali. Kau tinggalkan ku sendiri. Selamat jalan kekasih, kaulah cinta dalam hidupku. Kehilanganmu untuk selama-lamanya.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was our fourth song sung by Wheezy entitled Selamat Jalan Kekasih or Goodbye My Lover. Listener, you still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Next, let's try to explore our information about Indonesian music, and in this edition we will present you Keroncong song entitled Benci Tapi Cinta. Hopefully you enjoy the song and keep staying tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, I will present a song to you entitled Benci Untuk Mencinta. The song was created and firstly popularized by a naive band in pop genre. The song tells us about love is sometimes confusing. Love turns into hate without any definite causes. Listener, the song Benci Untuk Mencinta was then recycled in modern keroncong music. Into this music corner, I'll play it to you by Ega Latoya, accompanied by Symphony Keroncong Muda Orchestra. Let's enjoy the song Benci Untuk Mencinta, sung by Ega Latoya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Padamu, pemilik hati yang tak pernah ku miliki, yang hadir sebagai bagian dari kisah hidupku. Engkau aku cinta dengan segenap rasa di hati, selalu ku mencoba menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Aku tahu engkau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Mungkin memang benar, cinta itu tak lagi berharga. Semua percuma bila engkau tak punya harta. Aku tahu kau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Cinta sendiri.
Woo!
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you very much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia. Hopefully, all the programs that we present will give you better understanding about the country. Please give us your suggestions and criticism through Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also send us your email to our email address, voi@voinews.id.